Good evening, one and all. Yes, I know Wednesday, another week, halfway through another week. And here we are with me, Barry, and another book and a chat. Well, I say sort of evening here, but we're my guests, and there's two of them today, not just one, two. It's actually Thursday already. Perhaps we should find out what tomorrow's going to bring, but it's over in Australia. Yeah, down under. Well, if you're in England, it's down under. In America, it's not quite, but you know what I mean. Yes, so they're in Australia, and it is, I think, about nine-ish, something like that, in the morning over there. But what can I say about what we're going to talk about and my guests today? Now, one of the things you talk about is life being a journey. And, you know, you've got a path to follow. You've got the uphills and downhills. You know, you're reaching your mountain peak, etc., like that. In other words, you're going through a terrain, in a way, when you go through your life. But in that, in this case, it has a different meaning because, you know, you wonder sometimes, why do you do things? Why am I like that? Why is this happening? My guests today, they can perhaps give us an insight into how you can improve yourself. What's really going on beneath the surface of your actual yourself and your behaviour. So let's find out a bit more about this, because on the show today I have the two and only, because it's the two of them, Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf. Hi Alan and Tani, how you doing?
Good morning, Barry. Or good afternoon, I guess, for you. Yeah, doing great.
Yeah.
Hey, very nice.
Hi. Yeah, it's early evening. It's 7 here now, so it's getting, well, it is dark already, so we are in autumn. Now, you wouldn't believe it, because we're in the 70s again today, and I think they're forecasting for up in the 80s. That's old money, temperature-wise, the weekend. So I think it's, we might have had one day of autumn yesterday, and I think that was it. Back in the heat again. But it's good to have you on the show. First off, the whole idea of the terrain of consciousness, where did the idea for this come? Where did you sort of look into to sort of realize what was going on?
Well, that's a great question. Your introduction about life being a journey and traveling across terrains is really very accurate. A terrain is really in many different ways. You've got terrains in your body, you've got terrains on the land, but you've also got terrains in consciousness in the psyche. And we look very intently at why we chose that word, because it's the conditions upon which something is given rise to. And so with our lives, we have different terrains that are arising, and they're causing us to see the world the way we do, and have our beliefs the way we have them, our values being what they are. So it's really informing and creating our whole world for us. And so by knowing your terrain and the terrain you're traversing at this moment, it's going to really help you in your life to solve all the problems that you're probably experiencing in your, you know, own journey within yourself and in your relationships, and just understanding the world in general.
Right.
Yeah, one of the reasons we came up with this really is we really wanted to understand the differences between people, you know, like why different members of our family saw the world so differently from us, or why some people get along so easily with each other and others have a lot of conflict, and we were really wanting to understand what was beneath the behaviors and the beliefs and the different value systems. And we really realized that there is actually something fundamentally different about how different people see the world. It's almost like they have a different pair of glasses
right,
on. Someone's got
right.
a purple pair of glasses on, someone else has got a red pair of glasses on. They're actually seeing the world through a completely different filter. They've got a very different relationship with reality. And once you can understand that, and you can understand where you're at in your journey, which terrain of consciousness you're at right now, and then you can understand the terrain that your father's at, or your colleague's at, or your wife is at. And if they're at a different place to you in their journey, then they're standing in a different terrain at this point in their life, they're going to have a very different response to the crises that are happening in the world, or to what's happening with COVID at the moment, or to being ill, or to relationship issues. They're just going to see everything in a very different way to you. So we really wanted to get at what was the cause of that, so that we could help people to get along better with each other.
Now, are there these set number of terrains, and it's which ones have more power or different reaction to you, or does everybody have different terrains?
Well, we're all sitting at one point along this continuum of terrains, and in terms of power, there are certain expanded terrains where you're accessing your inner power more directly than at the others.
Right.
And so by being conscious of that and doing the work that you need to do for your own development, you can actually then step into a much more powerful place within yourself rather than being kind of a victim to the world around you. And oftentimes, you know, we find people are just sort of running without a rudder and finding that their lives are not working for them. So by really getting grounded in this understanding, you can start to, you know, it's like a sail that's whipping free. You can start to tether it down and actually let it start to carry you.
And really, it is true to say that you can only be at one terrain at any one time in your life.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, yes.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you can only be in France or Australia, you can't be in both.
Right.
And another good analogy for this is you can only be 23 or 33 years old. You can't be both, because in a sense this is your spiritual evolution. So it's like your inner growth. And some people will spend 20, 30, 40 years at the same terrain because they've got a lot of work to do there, a lot of gifts to give the world there, a lot of lessons to learn there, a lot of experiences to be had there. And other people might shift from one terrain to the next. They, at a certain point in their life, something big happens. They go through a divorce or they lose a family member or something massive happens to cause them to have a huge awakening or a really big shift in perception. And suddenly they find themselves at a different terrain of consciousness. And suddenly they're reacting to things very differently. They want to do a different career, and they're drawn to very different kinds of people and health modalities, and the whole life changes, and they find themselves really in a very different place. And so that person, we would say, has had a terrain shift. And if they were to do our quiz at 10terrains.com, they may find they're actually at a completely different terrain of consciousness than they were at before they had that huge thing happen to them.
That's
when
it.
You have these terrain,
yeah, go ahead.
When you have these terrain shifts, your world is really thrown into chaos, because it's like, if you can imagine having lived, you know, many years of your life where you're living, and then all of a sudden something picked you up, like the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy, you know, got set down someplace else, you're going to be a bit confused. And so what the 10 terrains work really will help you, and reading our book will help you understand, and doing our quiz will help you really understand what's happening and really how to find your bearing and your roots in this new place that you're in.
So the best way to start, from what I'm understanding, you know, to find out where you are, because as you say, you could be shifting terrains, you could be stuck in a terrain, is first off, I guess, to take that quiz, the 10 terrains quiz.
Yes, you can go to our website at 10 terrains, I'll spell it TENTERRAINS/quiz, and it's, of course, on the website. You can go to the link. Yeah, that would be where you'd want to start, because to really know who you are, you've got to know where you are. It's a beginning in your journey to just really understanding yourself more deeply.
Yeah, and it's a short quiz. It only takes 10 minutes to do, but it's taken us many years to create it, because it's actually a very profound process to answer those questions, because we're really getting underneath people's beliefs or any books they've read about spirituality or any personal growth courses they've done. We're really getting underneath all that to see someone's fundamental relationship with reality. So it's quite a fascinating quiz to do. And when you do it, you can actually then get a report, like a 40-page report, and it's very specific. It explains exactly where you're at this moment in time in your journey, and maybe what terrain you're shifting towards, and all the kinds of challenges you might be facing at this point in your life, and the things that you're here to learn right now and that you might be grappling with, but also the gifts of being at that terrain, because all the terrains are equally important. They all have very profound gifts. Like everything that's happening on our planet, we need people at all these different terrains to do lots of important pieces of work for the collective of humanity. So there's nothing wrong with being in a particular terrain. It's just really handy information to know about yourself.
Can you, if you were sort of just talking to somebody or somebody without doing the quiz and that, would you be able to sort of get an idea by asking them a few things, what sort of terrain they might be in?
Yes, it's very fascinating. We are able to, within a few minutes or even a half a minute, when somebody's talking with us, get a very quick sense of where they're at. And reading our book will give you that general understanding, because every terrain has its own language, its own mimetics, its own perception. And so how someone is talking, just the language they're using, the words they're using, the way they're saying things will be a very clear indicator of how they're really perceiving the world. And you can, if you really deeply understand this work, you'll very quickly see it. And we are finding the accuracy of this profound. It's shown so much over the years we've been working with it.
And I've definitely found it helpful. I mean, it does take time to really understand the 10 terrains model because it's a very deep, deep model. But once you understand it, it really comes in handy. Like, I find if I get a sense, and I'm not always right, but if I can get a sense of where I think someone might be coming from, it helps me in how I communicate with them. I can use language that they'll really understand. I can really have a sense of what they're needing at this point in time to feel safe in their life. And I can also have a lot more compassion for them. Right. You know, they may be making very different choices in their life. And especially at the moment, like, people are in lockdown. That's, you know, a lot of parts of the world, people are stuck in houses with people that maybe they don't necessarily get along with, or maybe they don't necessarily fundamentally understand. And if you have this kind of window into someone's thinking and really what's driving them at the core of their being, you can have so much more compassion for them when they're making very different choices to you and they're reacting very differently to life than you. And just having so much more compassion and understanding for the other person can really reduce a lot of conflict.
I was, that's the sort of way I was thinking, you know, that if you could, I don't know, somebody in a work environment and yeah, you know, after a little while of working them, you get an idea that, you know, they're in this terrain, they're stuck in this terrain, and we've got to realise where they are, and that could, I think, help even in a work environment, couldn't it?
It would help in every environment and in every relationship, and it's really important in a work environment because you're working with these people closely all day long, and one thing that I want to offer to understand is the terrains are really about feeling safe within yourself. So by understanding your coworkers and your family members and what they need to feel safe within themselves, you can talk to them in a way that's going to help them feel more settled and safe. And that's the compassion Bonnie's talking about, rather than having them understand the world the way you're seeing it, perhaps at a different terrain, and then causing them to feel upset and agitated and scared or afraid. So it's a way to keep harmony. It's a way to keep harmony in relationships, especially at work.
Okay. In your book, Introducing the 10 Terrains of Consciousness, Understand Yourself and Other People in Our World, do you sort of go into the various types of terrain, or how deep do you go into it, the terrains?
Yeah, we have a chapter specifically focused on each terrain, so there's 10 very detailed chapters in the book. And then we also have an introductory section that explains what a terrain is and how it can affect your life. And in each of those 10 chapters, we really explain the way those people see the world and why it's different from the other terrains. And we give examples from movies and from books of each terrain. And then in the final section of the book, after we've explained all 10, then we talk about how the terrains can actually show up in a collective sense. So let's say you've got 30 people in a room who are all at the order-based terrain square, then we will call that room the prevailing terrain of that square. And that can apply to a family, that can apply to a country, that can apply to a city, that can apply
to
civilization. So the final third of our book is all about how the prevailing terrain plays out in a cultural sense, in different eras of history, in different civilizations, in different countries, and how you can see it playing out in the politics that are happening, the terrains of different leaders and the prevailing terrains of different countries. So the final part of our book is about that, because we found that people are really drawn to this work for three main reasons. One, to help them with their own life, to understand themselves and their journey and where they're at and the challenges they're facing right now, like if they've lost their job during COVID or if they're having health issues and they're wanting to know the best health modality for them, or if, you know, they're single and they're trying to find a compatible partner, all these kind of personal reasons why it's handy to understand your terrain. But there's also some people who are drawn to this work because they want to get along better with other people. They want to improve their relationships, like we were talking about, and have more harmony and less conflict. And then the third type of people that tend to be drawn to this are people who really love to study the world and politics and history and culture and economics. And they want to understand what's happening on the planet, the dynamics, what's going on culturally, why we're having so many massive shifts. And they find this model really helpful because it really explains it.
Right. Can a person force themselves onto the next domain, next terrain, or is it something that it just evolves?
Well, you can't make yourself shift. The ego wants to think it can, but the place you're at is because of what you're holding in your quantum field, if I could use that term, the amount of charge you're holding. That's holding you in that place. And in order to shift, your infinite self, your higher self, is going to take you on a journey of healing that and clearing that and surrendering that charge away so that you will then naturally shift. So, yes, you can project forward. You know, you can see down railroad tracks, but that doesn't mean you're at the other end of them.
Right.
So you can can see forward, but you can also have behaviors and conditioning that could be from more contracted terrains. And on the planet, we have a lot of historical conditioning around money and various other behaviors that are sort of, in a sense, causing us to lag and feel scarce and have a mentality around scarcity. So there is a pull in either direction, but you're really only sitting in one place at a business moment.
The culture we're in is coming at the moment is coming from what we call the reflection-based terrain diamond. So the prevailing terrain in most of the Western world at the moment is a diamond, and that's very much about growth and expansion and using our own mind to choose where we're going to go in our life, and I'm going to decide who I am, and I'm going to create my reality, and it's all about me choosing my own identity, and that's a really, really powerful thing. But one of the expressions of that is this belief that I can choose where I'm going to be in my spiritual journey, and I'm going to evolve as fast as I want to and all of this. So there's a lot of belief in our culture that we can grow and expand at the rate that we choose. But in actual fact, that there are larger forces at work, and the journey that we're on really isn't within our conscious control, but it's really helpful to be able to accept and understand where we're at now and really observe where we're at each point in our journey, so we can benefit the most from it, learn all the lessons fully and thoroughly, and not resist and get in the way of our own growth.
On the reverse, can somebody be in the same terrain all their life?
Yes, you can. In fact, some of us have come into this life with that intention and purpose to go very deeply, because each of these are schools. They're all parallel universes. They're all deep mystery schools, if you want to see them that way. And you may come in to spend your entire life in one place and go very deeply into what's to be learned at that place. As we look at consciousness as being infinite, and we're infinite and immortal beings, you can spend a lifetime in one terrain to go very deeply and to give to the world from that place. Some of our greatest leaders have come from the order-based terrain square and have brought very profound work to the world and learnings because they spent their life there, and it's really helped our civilization be very ordered and stable. So they each have a purpose, and they're all important to the overall tapestry that creates humanity. So you can be in one place, or if your journey in this life is to expand and grow in your evolution, you can move across many.
Do you explain, or give examples rather, of like great leaders or bits, things from history, or I don't know, books, movies, etc., examples of how they relate to a terrain?
Yeah, I can give you a few now if that would help, but I'll say that one of the nice things is when someone does our quiz, when they get their report, we also give them a free gift, which is a book that we put together, a little booklet we put together, the terrains of famous people through history. And we've grouped all the people together, so everyone at the World Base Terrain Pyramid, they're all on the same page, and everyone at Square is on the same page, and everyone at Diamond's on their page. And you see these faces of all these famous people from hundreds, over centuries, and you start to get a feeling that, they really kind of are all similar. They have different personality types and different interests and different talents and different contributions, but you can see that that group does belong with each other. They're all fundamentally seeing the world the same way. It's a really fascinating book, and that's why we decided to give it as a gift. It was very, very fun for us to make. But I'm happy to go through, some movies or whatever you think would be most helpful for your listeners.
Okay. Well, let's go through a few famous people.
Okay.
Well, we could probably say Abraham Lincoln at the order-based terrain square. We could say Buddha. He's at the unity-based terrain infinity, at the other end, sort of at the other end of the spectrum. Genghis Khan, some of these, empire builders and sort of others like them, we would say would be probably at the will-based terrain pyramid. So there's famous people like Nikola Tesla. He was at the fractal-based terrain at toroid, and he, brought the whole electrical system into the world that we're using today. So there's amazing people all over this continuum.
Now, the book's out, and obviously from what you're saying, there's a lot of people have sort of followed up on this with you. Do you find that once people get the understanding of what's going on, they sort of contact you and keep in contact with you? If they've got to find out if they've something they don't understand, they can come back to you and you'll help them with it.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who, we did our very first presentation about this in 2015, around the time we were working on our book, and we've had so many people who came to that who still write to us. You know, they still write to us even 5 years later saying, oh, I wonder if maybe I've had a terrain shift. I feel like so much has changed in my life since I heard this information, or they see something happening in the world and they write to us and ask us. We're actually in the moment in the process of building an online community so that people...
Oh, right. Yeah, good.
Yeah, who've read our book or have done our quiz will actually be able to have a place where they can come and ask us questions and keep watching lots of videos and learning and doing courses, but also so they can meet other people who are at the same terrain as them. Because some people who are, say, not so mainstream, maybe, who are at a very different terrain from the average person, can sometimes feel a little bit lonely because they don't really have any people who see the world the same way as them. And we found that one of the things happens when people do our quiz, if they are at one of these expanded terrains, they read their report and they kind of cry, going, well, wow, somebody finally understands me. How can I meet other people like myself? And so we're in the process of building that. But at the moment, we do have a YouTube channel. You can look up 10 Terrains on YouTube, and we have a lot of videos that we're making. We've just done a series where we've applied the 10 Terrains to the coronavirus crisis, and we went through each terrain in a separate video and explained how people at Square are reacting to the COVID crisis, how people at Diamond are reacting, how people at Circle are reacting, how people at Spiral are reacting, because they all are really reacting very differently to this kind of crisis. And we've also made some videos on that YouTube channel applying the 10 terrains to different movies and different TV shows and just things to help bring it to life for people so they can really understand, like, what are we actually talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when people are really open to knowing about themselves, there's kind of four different kinds of people, and there's one particular group that they really are thirsty. They really want to learn about themselves. They want to learn about the world. They want to improve themselves. They're very open-minded. Those are the ones that really go deep with this work because it helps them in every area of their life, and it explains so much. I've been working with every model on this planet, and there's nothing that really gives the depth that the 10 terrains can offer when you get into it. So for that particular group, this is a tremendous tool. Others come into it, they get a sense of it, they're happy with that, and you know, they may dip in and out, but you know, they get a pretty good sense, and then they just go on with themselves.
That's great. I can see a lot of people just sort of doing it to find out about themselves, you know, because people, you don't understand. You can't understand yourself. You know, it's very hard. You wake up in the morning and you think, why did I do that? Or should I do this? Or, you know, I don't feel like I write today, or everything's changed. What's going on? Is that the sort of thing that people contacted you about? Or, once they'd read it or heard about it?
Well, you're exactly right, because it's like we can't see the water we're swimming in. You know, it's like everybody can see you, but you have a hard time seeing yourself truly. So what this gives you is a mirror, in a sense.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Put yourself in the mirror and see who you really are, and get a clear understanding of why things are showing up in your world the way they are, and why people are acting around you the way they're acting. And it does very much give you a good grounding for your own peace of mind and your own inner sanity, I would say.
So the book's out, you know, the Introducing 10 Terrains of Consciousness, Understand Yourself, Other People and Our World. What sort of response have you had to it?
Well, it's been out for a while now, and we've had so many people write to us or contact us and just say, oh my god, it explains so much, explains what's happening. Like, my father was interesting. My father read it because him and my mum were at two very different terrains. You know, the story I always tell about my parents is that one day the remote control wasn't working and my mother picked it up and she said, I can't get this remote control to work because I can't connect to 3D matter anymore. My father picked it up and said, I can't get the remote control to work because it needs better batteries, new batteries. And when my dad read the book, he was like, I finally understand your mother. Thank you for writing that chapter of Spiral, People at Spiral. Because my mother was in a very multidimensional place at that point in her journey, and really seeing the world in a very different way than a mainstream person such as my father would. And yeah, so we've had a lot of people say, oh my god, I finally understand my husband, you know, I finally get why he wants to do chemotherapy and I want to do natural therapies, and we've had this long argument about this. Or, and then we've had other people who've just read it and gone, oh my god, this is explaining why I'm wanting to do the work I'm doing in the world and why this means so much to me, and other people don't get it, you know. And we've just had a lot of responses like that, but we've also had some people, as I said, who are more politically minded, get very excited because now they understand what's going on the planet and why the politicians are acting the way they are and why there's this conflict and that conflict, because they can see the terrains that are playing out on a bigger picture.
Yeah, well, you can go to Amazon and see all of the five-star reviews and all of the testimonials that people are giving.
Great.
It's really been a tremendous tool for people's lives.
I can believe it. And it's fascinating. It's something that I could talk to you for a lot longer, but unfortunately time is beating us. So what I am going to do now is hand the show over to you two so you can tell everybody where people can find out more about you and, of course, your book.
Well, I would first start by going to our website at tenterrains.com, and I'll spell that again, tenterrains.com. And you have a wealth of information there, links to our quiz, links to the book. It's at all booksellers, online and bookstores. You've got a video that you can watch that gets a very comprehensive overview. We've got a YouTube channel, as Tawny mentioned, the 10 Terrains Facebook group. We've got Twitter as well, so you can follow us a number of different ways, and a lot of material being put up all the time on YouTube. So by subscribing to our YouTube channel, you'll be informed of what's available there.
But I definitely say that for most people, that really best place to start is to do the quiz. It only takes 10 minutes, and it's a fascinating process in that 10 minutes. But more importantly, if you choose to get the report that you can get after you do the quiz, it's just profound information. It will tell you where you're at the moment in your life. It will explain a lot of the challenges you're facing. You know, if you're having problems with your health or financial issues and not sure what to do with your career, or if you're trying to find a new partner in a relationship or trying to get along better with people in your life, it's really, really crucial information to understand about yourself. And so we always say to people, just even before you read the book, that the easiest thing to do is just start with the quiz, and that's really the best entry point. Because once you start to understand your own terrain, you read your report, you really deeply understand your own terrain, then it's easy to go and learn about the other 9 terrains, because they're all going to be very different to yours. So once you understand yours, then you can understand the other 9 relative to where you're at. And it's a really fabulous way to start. So we really encourage people to start with the quiz.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Alan and Tawny. Thank you so much for sharing your book with us this evening or this morning. It's been really great, and good luck with the continual growth. From the sound of it, it's just going to grow. So thank you so much, both of you.
Thanks so much, Barry. You're running a beautiful show. I really hope you keep listening to you. You're awesome.
thank you. And good luck. Well, there you go. My guest today, Alan David Reed and Tawny Wolf. That's T-A-H-N-E-E and Wolf, W-O-O-L-F. Yes, Tawny Wolf and Alan David Reed. And we've been talking about their book, Introducing the 10 Terrains of Consciousness. Understand yourself, other people, and our world. Fascinating, fascinating book. And as I said, the best thing to do to start with is to go to the website and do the quiz. It's about 10 minutes to do the quiz, and it will give you the grounding, and you can actually get a report on it. That they'll give you a 35, 40 page report on what they find from what you answer to the quiz. So great stuff. Really enjoyed having that discussion. Well, that's it for now. I'll be back on Sunday with my two music shows. First off, between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Those Were the Days, music from the 20th century. And I would tell you what the subject is this week, but I've forgotten. I'm not going to. There is a theme for this week, and I've forgotten what it is, but never mind. But that's between 5 and 6 p.m. And then from 6 to 7, we have the Swinging 60s, music from the 60s from all around the world, not just British Invasion anymore. So that's 2 hours of music with me on Sunday here on New Visions Radio. But until then, we have just one thing left to say. Don't forget...